Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio Station here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. And Chaplain John Durden is going to have the mic. He has an hour and 40 minutes to speak. And we're going to turn everything over. There'll be no questions and answers to any of the teachings. We now turn it over to Chaplain John Durden.
Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Brother John, known as Chaplain John. I just celebrated a birthday a month or so ago. I just turned 80, and believe it or not, I never thought when I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s that I would ever believe in demons, more so than I never thought I'd be teaching or sharing my knowledge about demons, because I was like the rest of the fellows. We have his written word. Ain't no such thing as demons. We have his written word. They all in hell. We have his written word. Tongues have ceased. We have his written word and a whole bunch of other junk. So, but I just thank God that he saw my heart, because even though I was sitting in all that theology for 20 years as a Methodist and 20 years as a Baptist, all I heard was we have his written word, and there's no such thing as tongues, and there's no such thing as healing, and there's no such thing as God speaking us nowadays, and there's no such thing as you can lay some hand on somebody, you can be healed, because we have a written word and all this stuff. And so, but fortunately for me, my spirit never accepted that. And God had to let me know personally that I was sitting under error. For those who don't know me, I have 3 master's degrees. One, I have in human resources, where I obtained a master's degree in personnel administration, where I hired federal employees for 30 years. And then, while I was in church, I was, I guess what I can say, I was a Baptist minister for a while before the Lord called me into my own ministry. But I was a minister there at Liberty Baptist Church in Savannah for about 20 years. And then I moved to Atlanta and met my wife and everything else. And so I serve as an assistant minister there at Liberty Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And then the Lord hooked me up with Brother Emmett. And by us, our relationship, I got to know that there was something called spiritual warfare kind of thing. So before I go into that, let me say a prayer, okay? Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, I believe that you are my Holy Father, and that Jesus is your Son, and the Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that you would anoint me with revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding tonight. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would empower me to teach your word with clarity and simplicity, as well as boldness. And may my mind and our mind, for those who are listening, be alert and clear, and our hearts become receptive. And Father, I pray that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, will move in such power that every stronghold of unbelief and discord and vain thought be pulled down and brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the world redeemer. And I also pray, Father God, that your words would bring salvation to those who are not saved, bring healing to those who are hurting, and deliverance to all here in your presence today, in the name of your divine Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Sometimes that's the prayer that I use to pray when I get ready to minister. But when I'm dealing with deliverance and spiritual warfare, then I usually say another prayer I like to share with you. It's called a spiritual warfare prayer. And it goes like this. It says, Father, I am thankful for your mighty armor you have provided to me so that I may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. And I therefore put on the helmet of salvation, Father, to protect and guard my mind and my thoughts. And put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect my heart, that I may maintain a right relationship with both God and man. And the girdle of truth, that I may avoid every form of dishonesty or compromise. And I'm put on the shoes with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that I may be ready to present and defend the gospel to the unbeliever and the seal of faith to cover my total personality, my spirit, soul, and body, and to put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the weapon of all prayer that must be prayed in the flesh, not only in the flesh, but the Spirit, and not only in the Spirit, but in tongues. I confess no weapon formed against me will succeed nor prosper. I have been given full authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, Father God, shall harm me. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. Some of the things I want to share with you tonight, I'll just break down and give you a little synopsis of it. I'm going to talk about demons, the types of demons, where they came from, who they really are. I want to talk about the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of Satan. I want to talk about how both kingdoms are organized and the makeup of those, the attributes of demons. What are demons? I'm going to talk about the kinds and functions they serve, talking about the demons, that is. What do they do? What are their functions? What are their responsibilities? And how demons gain control over mankind, and how angels execute God's will. I really want to talk and specifically about the nature of that, who rules these kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the characters of this place, the faith a whole in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of hell. So, and I will talk about their duties. What do these people do? What do these things do? What do these demons do? And how they have their warfare kind of thing. In the Bible, Satan is directly mentioned, y'all, more than 200 times. And Satan enters the realm of human activity in Genesis 3. You will find that. But I'm going to get to the nitty gritty. So let's just go. First of all, angels. Now, you know, I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of hell. I want to talk about those folks in the kingdom of, you got to know this. Angels means messenger. And in different circumstances can refer to both humans and other unique creations of God. And I want you to be aware that an angel may be one of sons of God. That could be a prophet, can be a pastor, an evangelist, because they carry the message of God. They are, but the ones I'm talking about tonight are heavenly beings who are superior to human beings in power, as well as in intelligence. And by nature, angels are spiritual beings, not fleshly beings, but they are spiritual beings. And although we have limited knowledge of angels, there are several things we do know about them. So I'm going to give you a little synopsis about angels, and then a little synopsis about demons, okay? I'll start off with angels. First of all, with respect to angels, their nature is superior to human nature. You find that in Hebrews 2:7. They have superhuman power and knowledge. They are created beings. They talk and they eat. I'm talking about these angels. They take charge in the affairs of people, because sometimes God would assign them to provide the aid and assistance that they may need. They are not to be worshipped, for the angels themselves tell them, hey, don't worship me. I'm a brother. I'm a fellow brother in the Lord. They will be judged by the saints. Isn't that something? That's one part I can't understand. I say, how on earth are we going to judge those things, angels? But anyway, that's what the Bible is saying. They will be judged by the saints. They come in large companies. You got different kinds. You got principalities and so forth. Some are good and some are evil. And there are different kinds. And right, you got some who are seraphims, some who are cherubims, some who are angels and so forth. Some are called rulers and authorities. And they, you know, in rank, they are in rank. Like we have first sergeant, second sergeant, third sergeant, master sergeant, and so forth, right up until a person gets to be a general. So they have what you call rulers in ranks, authorities, powers of the dark world. They call spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Then you have Michael and his angels, and then you got the dragon, and you know who that is. That's Satan and his angels. Michael and his angels, and Satan, who is an angel, he has his demons who rebel against God with him. With respect to Lucifer, I read and says, this is interesting. Say, Lucifer rebelled against God, and we know that. And he was participated against demons, and he cast out of heaven. And here we are. These demons, some are spirits, some can speak, some believe, some Mexican, when you say believe, they know God is real. They know about the Holy Spirit and everything else too, but they rebel, you know, with Satan, because I guess they thought they can gain some status and positions and hierarchy and kind of get ranks and all the other kind of stuff, because they were prideful. They are spirits. They can speak. They believe. I mean, they believe the truth too, but when they got down here, they tried to tell every man that Jesus ain't what Jesus is and everything else, but every time they mention the name Jesus, they tremble. They can exercise their wills. They demonstrate intelligence, and by that, what I mean is that the Bible indicates that demons is a higher knowledge than mankind. They have emotions. They recognize Jesus or who he is. They have supernatural strength. And they have supernatural presence. They are eternal. And they have their own doctrine, which is evil. They are they are evil individuals. They can tempt mankind or womankind and to do all kinds of perverted actions and sins and everything else. They can deceive. Now, when I say deceive, you got all these different kinds of religions, you know. And God didn't say, Jesus said, religion, you should believe in me. Accept me as your Lord and Savior. Repent. And you shall become, you must be born again so you can become a child of God. He didn't say, be a Baptist, be a Catholic, be a this or be a that. He didn't mention nothing about denomination. He just said, I am the way, the truth, and life. If you want salvation, then you must believe I am who I say I am. That is the Son of God, the Messiah. They can oppress people, and they can bring bondage and fear as well. Now, with old Mr. Satan, how did he rebel? You know, because he wanted to be like God.